We're going to deal with a aspect of importation that I've been dealing with recently, and I know it's so important for this time of so much chaos going on, and as a leader, I have to share this with you. Unfolding the mysteries of the supernatural ministry. The knowledge of the supernatural is very relevant to a life of triumph and fulfillment. Knowledge of the supernatural. Now, I got these words, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment, and faith. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment, and faith. Now, those are the legs, or those are the steps that we're going to have to make in a crucial time like these. We're going to operate more in the spirit over and over again with surprises. When I say with surprises, when you have expectation in the supernatural, surprises will always come because God always do more than you expect him to do. Now, a good foundational scriptures for this season and this time to operate in the supernatural is Hebrews 2, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When you get to the fourth verse, it talks about signs, wonders, divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. This is going to have to become a normal platform in our ministry, and it would come from, we know the Word of God, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment, and faith. Both prayer in Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, we cannot forget about them. We've got to keep flowing. So I will start now sharing some things with you about supernatural ministry. The knowledge of your rights to the supernatural is very relevant to a life of triumph and fulfillment. That's very important. You as leaders, pastors, ministers of the gospel, prophet, apostle, you have to lead the pack now because nobody knows where they're going now. Everybody lost. The government, everybody lost. Everybody completely confused. And it's on a purpose that the church now might take her original assignment as leaders by the Spirit, by the anointing, by revelation, by understanding, by wisdom. There are areas that are not going to be discerned unless we discern them through the supernatural. Your ministry, your calling, your vision, you're not going to understand them now because they will be just in a whole crowd, but you got to be separated from the crowd. So the knowledge of the supernatural. Here's two or three things I want to say on that. Any man, and you know I'm talking about male or female, will lose control of the affair of life without such knowledge. In other words, there are ministries that are going to lose control now. People are going to flock to certain ministries, people are going to flock to certain ministers, people are going to flock to because the fad is over. You got to be real. You got to be able to stand against the odds. You have to be able to stand up when everybody else going left, when the Lord tells you go right. You got to turn right supernaturally. In other words, with your dependency upon God, not upon man, not on quantity, but quality. See, the Spirit has a certain spirit. The supernatural brings a certain quality of ministry. The quantity of ministry is not the answer. It's the quality. Every natural happening is determined by the event in the supernatural. Always operate on supernatural fuel. So therefore, we need to say this over and over again. The supernatural is therefore the foundation of all things. The supernatural is now the foundation of all things. Just as the foundation of any natural building, the reality of the supernatural may not be easily comprehended, yet it is the control room of all things, the natural answer to it. Now, that's powerful. In other words, ministries, my ministry, your ministry, this impartation is that your ministry must operate from a supernatural control room. In other words, heavenly functioning at all times, yielding to the Spirit of God. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how things look. There's a time that God will tell you to do something another way. Do it this way. Do it that way. You have to be flexible enough to the Holy Spirit to do things, whatever he says to you, to do it. That's a miracle statement there. That's the first miracle statement was made out of Mary. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. And then Mary said that because when the angel dealt with her prior to Jesus' birth, that the angel revealed to her that with God, nothing is impossible. And she said, be unto me according to thy word. That's supernatural. The supernatural is knowing that nothing is impossible. And we as ministers have to carry that nothing is impossible anointing while we're preaching, while we're going through our everyday activity. Anyone who see you or hear you must know the supernatural is available. Whatever God has said is not subject to any opposition on earth. Wow. Whatever God has said is not subject to any opposition on earth. The fierceness of the devil notwithstanding. In other words, the devil's fierceness cannot stand against the supernatural. Listen at this. There's a key to dominion, or there are keys to dominion, I want to say it. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment, faith, those are keys to dominion. Keys to unlock the forces that put you permanently in charge. In other words, we cannot minister now by feeling, by popularity, just saying a lot of stuff. We have to make sure that the Holy Spirit is anointing us with the supernatural. I want to use that word, supernatural, 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 because that's what ministry is all about. We have the key. Now, when that happens in your ministry, and you know, I know I'm talking to different levels of ministry this morning, and I want to impart the fire and the Holy Ghost to everyone. In turn, frustration in fulfillment, sweat into sweet, turning frustration into fulfillment, turning sweat into sweet, trials into testimony, and obstacles in miracles. Now, this is where we stand now. This is a type of ministry. This is what the apostle is going to do. When you were in the apostolic anointing, it turned frustration into fulfillment, sweat into sweet, trials into testimonies, and obstacles into miracles. Signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12 then tells us about it. Administration, operation, and gifts are given to profit withal. What I'm saying now, what the Lord is imparting to me to impart to you, is we're going to have to function in the supernatural. The supernatural is made for this hour. In other words, when things are going down, as an eagle, you're supposed to be flying now. You're supposed to be giving courage to the people you minister to, courage to your family. Nothing can match the power of knowledge of God, of wisdom, of discernment, of understanding. There's nothing can match that. So what I'm saying, the churches in LTMA, that they function in the supernatural. What I'm aiming to do this morning in this impartation call, while I'm talking, I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to give you that other unction that you need to function at a greater dimension in power. I have to trust the Holy Ghost because I can't do it. But I'm just gonna keep talking, almost pray in tongues, but keep talking, because there is an impartation in that the Spirit that is on me must be upon you and whatever God assigned you to do. Those wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment, we must pray about those things. And faith is the only guarantee of your ministry being successful, the only guarantee of you going into the inheritance that God has left for us. You know, 2 Peter chapter 1, I always like that verse. It talks about those seven things you have to add to your faith, and it talks about your escape corruption, lack precious faith. You have you partake of the divine nature, exceeding great and precious promises. All of these things are factors that bring you into the arena of the supernatural. In other words, operating in your godlike position. God has placed within each one of us enough that would give us light and make life meaningful and fulfilling, but you have to have it in you, you pastor, to pass it on to your people. You're going to take prayer time. You're going to take praying in the spirit, praising God, getting direction, not scared to make a left on everybody else again, make it a right. Okay? But due to ignorance, many are still grueling in poverty and disease and all kind of oppressive hardship of the enemy. Now, it's our job to serve the meal properly. It's our job to be anointed. It's our job to be an example that the world system, we're not going to trust the world system. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And I was meditating this morning. He said, the only way you're going to do that is, my son, attend to my word. The only way you're going to do that is Hebrews 12 and 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. So the world needs to see us now operating in joy, operating in peace, operating in health, operating in wealth, operating in the wisdom of God. I mean, just walking in it, just walking in it, banking in it, talking in it. But due to my people destroy for lack of knowledge. But due to ignorance, many are still grumbling in poverty, disease, and all kind of oppressive hardship of the enemy. Should not be. Should not be. Now, here's a submission. May I submit, therefore, that whatever is not working in your life is not God's fault. You should know that. And you should be able to tell people that. It is your knowledge that is inadequate. You need your own license of knowledge to walk in total freedom on earth. You need your own, I like that statement, you need your own license of knowledge, revelation knowledge, to walk in total freedom of the earth. People need to hear that. You need to tell them that. The word of God may declare that you are divine in nature and created after the very image of God. That's Genesis 1:26. You would know that when he said, let man have in our image, let man... Let us make man our image and after our likeness. He further affirmed that you are his class of being. Now, as I impart this, you know this, but as I impart this, I'm telling you this is going to need to be imparted in ministry. Need to be imparted in your life, in your family, in your vision. Those type of things, the supernatural. In Psalm 82:6, you might make a note of that. I say that you are God, and all of you are children of the Most High. I mean, he said, remember the word, he said, he to whom the word of God comes, to have not I call you God, because you're walking in revelation, you're walking in wisdom, you're walking in the supernatural. When you walk in the supernatural, that's the way it happens. Hold on a minute. There's something I'm trying to get to. Like the Jews of old, many believers, either out of ignorance or religion, think it's blasphemous to place man in the class of God. Now, so many don't understand that. And then, when you don't understand that, then you cannot walk in the supernatural. So it says, when men don't understand that, and ministers don't understand that, No wonder they have lost control or dominion over the affairs of life. The supernatural is our dominion. The partake of God's nature is our dominion. We cannot at this time let no natural thing, the government, real dangerous now, real danger, socialism, Marxism, modernism, is aiming to take over craftily. And we have to be careful in jumping and doing anything because somebody else say do it. We're going to have to trust in the Lord. We're going to have to consult God before we jump and do anything. That man consults physician before he consults God with just a disease in the feet and die. We have to be careful because the system is trying to bring everything under deny culture, deny everything, and bring us under a systematic control system. The only thing that keep the church out of systematic control system is the supernatural, is apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists who are operating the supernatural, who are not afraid to trust God. You see, that's what Daniel was all about. That's what Paul and Solomon was all about. To show us sometime that we're back at those times now. We're back at those times where we're going to have ministers who willing to stand no matter what else somebody else is saying. They say, you're not going to make it. They say, so and so that. No, right is right and wrong is wrong. So when you are not operating the supernatural, darkness dogs your every path. We're supposed to be in the light. One of the greatest discoveries you can make about yourself is to know that you are a spirit after the order of God. That's the supernatural. You are not designed to be subject to the same limitation as other modern men. I looked at it the other night. I want to try to find this scripture I called Montreal. To find it, them boys use them computers better than me and them phone. I couldn't find it. But it said, why limit the Holy One of Israel? See? So the supernatural take all limitation off. See, the supernatural, I over the years in my ministry, you know it's 48 years, I've stepped out in some places and I had nothing under my feet. But I had a witness in my spirit, God wanted me to do it. So that's why Word of Life, ever-increasing Word, is where it is today. I, you cannot be in the apostolic. You cannot leave behind. In other words, you cannot preach a whole lot of stuff and it's not working in your life. I want y'all to know that. You check it out. You can say all them powerful words to those people, but you must find the format in which you can be an example, as Paul said in Philippians 4, when you see me do, do it. So it's important. Now, I'm thankful for LTMA because a lot of ministries and ministers are doing this. And it makes me proud. It makes me happy because I know I'm not just talking. Somebody catching a hold of it. And there's more to come. In God's agenda, the supernatural reveal this. In God's agenda, you're not programmed to die like men in God's agenda and fall like one of the princes. But until the truth of your divinity dawns on you and you walk in it, you cannot be in control. You cannot command the supernatural or operate like the son of whom you really are. So that supernatural dominion, commandment, authority, all of those things come up in the supernatural. You're not afraid of nothing. Even though you're in an environment where the attack being made, but you change the atmosphere. You're in an environment where the attacks are, but and you change the atmosphere, you change the climate, you change it by the anointing, you change it by revelation, you change it by wisdom. These factors must be in our prayer time. Only ignorance of the true nature will prevent your distinction. You're supposed to be different. You're supposed to stand out. Not just to stand out. It's just normal standing out when you're operating in a supernatural ministry. Understanding your divine nature, that you're in the class of God, I'll repeat myself, is the key to commanding the supernatural. The divine nature had to be understood. The steps of nothing impossible. And then let me say it again. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment, and faith. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment, and faith. As a leader, I must emphasize those things to you. Pray about those things. That's what I like about the prayer in Ephesians 1, because you're not going, your calling, your inheritance, and your power can't function without having revelation in wisdom, revelation in knowledge, revelation in understanding, revelation in faith, revelation in discernment. Now, I add the word revelation because we're talking about only something that the Holy Spirit can do for us. And he's ready. And there's a remnant of ministries that going to take the lead now. I remember one time some years ago, Deion Sanders' girlfriend and another lady came here to the church, and she was sitting at the table with my wife and I, and she said, the gods are being changed. In other words, it's a new breed coming. The Bible, you can't add or take away from the Bible, but I believe there's generational or season revelation come forth. I believe that you cannot exhaust the Word of God. You cannot exhaust the Holy Spirit. You cannot exhaust the gifts of the Spirit. But in the name of Jesus, I want you to know that in each time, the time we're in now, we have to walk in a deeper dimension of revelation added to the revelation that our forefathers had. In other words, our forefathers never walked in some of the time that we're in now with the pandemic and all these other things going on, and people giving you $100 to take a shot, and they're giving you tickets and all that kind of stuff. So we have to watch all these things. We got to watch it. You got to watch it. We can't panic. We can't get in the crowd. We can't run. We got to lead our people. It's so important. And to lead, you got to be up on what God is doing. This is what gives you confidence. You need to operate like God. What would Jesus do? What would God do? You need to ask those questions all the time. That's what the gospel is all about. What would Jesus do? What would God do? But for it to produce, you got to know it. You must understand it and walk in the light of it. All right, knowing it, understanding, walking in the light. That's what I'm imparting. That's what I'm imparting. No, I'm imparting it at a higher level than you are. The Holy Ghost. I know you got scripture. That's be our problem. We have scriptures, and we memorize. We know scriptures. We got some revelation, but real revelation is always open for revelation, for the revelation. All right, the knowledge of the supernatural is very important. It's your divine right, and don't forget that. Don't forget that. Now let me go a little further. The Apostle John brings us to a revelation of manipulation. If we don't understand this. Let me read this to you. Take for instance the man Job, who was confronted with a catalog of W-E-S. He concluded that God is behind his misfortune. But the Bible is full of evidences of the reality of an evil spirit realm under the control of Satan, a realm from where he manipulates the destinies of his victim. Wow. A realm from where he manipulates You can't let that happen to your ministry. Can't let it happen to the people that's under you. God want them blessed. God want them healthy. God want them wealthy. God want them out of debt. God want them to live a long life. God want them to have happiness. God want to have joy. So you got to have it, no matter what's going on. A realm from where he manipulates the destiny of his victim and inflict evil on those under his control. Apostle John bring us to an awareness of this fact in 1 John 5:19. And we know that we are of God and the whole world lies in wickedness. But of course, that excludes you because we know we are of God. 1 John 5:19. If God is your father, the events, plural, happening in your life will be nothing less than what is happening in heaven. You heard that? If God is your father, the events happening in your life or in your ministry will be nothing less than what is happening in heaven. In other words, heavenly ministry. The supernatural place your ministry in its heavenly position where it should be. Ministry should not be, almost prayed in tongue. Pass it on, Lord. Ministry should not function normally, routinely. The choir might sing this morning. The choir might not sing this morning. I might, just like I did this morning, just walk up, no opening. I walk in and start talking. Who here is here? Who not here? Not here. But the idea is, whatever the Spirit says to you, do it. Normal pattern of ministry will have to be crucified at this hour. I don't know who set the pattern. I don't know. But I know the agenda of God is on the horizon. And I want you to know that. I want you to be aware of listening, because God's going to tell you something that is out of the ordinary, not to fake nothing, not to try to make nothing happen, but be ready to yield. That's one of the proponents of the supernatural is yielding. Be ready to yield at all times, no matter what nobody else think, no matter what nobody else say. I think, oh my, that was praying in tongues did just now. I think we have missed grandstands anointing by routinely walking in ministry. I think that sometimes there's an anointing that God wants to place on us, but he cannot place it on us in a routine manner of ministry. And I'm talking to you pastors with churches that sometimes, you know, surprises, that's what it is. The supernatural is full of surprises in the spirit. Now, it's not somebody trying to make a surprise. It's just that God challenged you to do things, for lack of better words, sporadically. I know about being systematic, but the spirit of God, I'm just trying to put it in words that you can catch it, because I've been using it for years. Actually, nobody ever knows what I'm going to do. You know why? Because I don't know. My children don't know. My wife don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They got to watch me all the time. They don't know what's going to happen. They don't know if I want to shut this down. So they're all real sensitive. They're all focusing all the time. Junior, Montreal, Darnell, Shauna, Mom, Chantel, all of them, Deidre, Jesse, they're always, even my grandchildren. And it's not an act. It's the spirit leading and anointing to step out of the routine. So I guess what I know, what I mentioned to you this morning, I finally got to it. See, that's the way the spirit works. You got to step out of routine. You cannot, watch this now, never heard it before. You cannot operate in revelation routinely. Now, what I'm doing, I'm about to close. I got a five, six minute close. You cannot, but here's the whole impartation. You cannot operate in the supernatural routinely. You cannot operate in revelation routinely. You cannot operate in wisdom routinely. You cannot operate in understanding of God routinely. That's so important this morning, because in our churches, in our ministries, and in your life this morning, routine is not going to rob revelation. And submission, the fear of the Lord is submission, is honor, is respect, is obedience. So actually, to operate in the supernatural, thank you, Lord, to operate in the supernatural, you're going to have to walk in reverential fear. In other words, I don't want to make a step that God didn't tell me make. So I'm walking, I'm going in the same pattern all the time, I'm going to miss God, because God is not a pattern God per se. God is a God that, I got to go back to the word of surprises. And I think there's many surprises ministers have missed in their life by being controlled by routine and what this person got to do now and what that person got to do, and just go through that same routine. And actually, your church tired of it. They're tired of the same routine. They want pastors who know how to shift. Shift with the gift. In other words, the gift on your life is a shifting gift, and it shifts everybody. Here at Word of Life, there's such excitement in the environment, not because of me, because of the glory of God, but God knows I'll shift at any moment. You know, just like when I told Junior this morning in Montreal, I said, I'm going straight at 11, because I got a 12 o'clock, Mom got a 1 o'clock appointment, so we got some things going on. But I just shift. When I need to shift, I just shift. Break the pattern. I just want to get down to it. These singers and these musicians got too much power in our ministry. Now, God didn't show me that. He showed me by experience that they have too much power, they have too much routine, too much showmanship. We're going to have to ask God for wisdom, because if not, we're going to miss some anointing, and we're going to miss some revelation that God wants people to have at this time. Another word is normal, natural. Those two words coming up in my spirit now. No, the supernatural is surprisingly. It's out of the ordinary. Thank you, Lord. And you're gonna seem, even me talking to you now, it's gonna seem weird to you that I would say such a thing as that. But it doesn't make no difference how it seemed to you. I'm experiencing the effect right now in my ministry. My anointing has went to a level that I can't explain in ministering the word. So undoubtedly, not knowingly, not willingly, but satanically, Satan blocked some of the move of God through good people. I'm not talking about people now. I'm not talking about your drum beater. I'm not talking about none of those people. Those people are good people. But you have to, and I'm talking to Pastor Moses now, but you minister, everybody else, Israel, you have to flow in the dimension of dominion by not being dominated by no normal pattern. As I said, revelation and routine can't walk in the same room. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it, because the Holy Spirit taking over. I'm going to go a little longer because the Holy Spirit taking over in that. There are some places that God wants to take you, but he can't get you there because, you know, everybody got the pattern. Everybody got the routine of preaching certain ways and stuff like that and getting some revelation. And notice I say some revelation, but there are greater revelation, the LTMA, there are greater revelation that God wants you to walk in. Those of you who are traveling ministers and you're not getting doors open, just be flexible to what God tell you to do. I'm at such peace now, not only peace, listen to me, and give the Holy Spirit, I'm at such a realm of power now, prophetically. The Holy Ghost is speaking to me to make move, and I see the glory and the power of the people that I minister to. I see it on their face. They're in a new dimension of walking, and they got to be there. That's because they got to be covered now. I have thousands of new partners coming in. Sometimes 44, 50 a day. They're coming in from all over the world. Partners just coming in. And I opened up membership online for those who can't find the church. And they're coming in left and right. It's something going on, man. It's something that I have to share with you on my heart. Sadness is on the body of Christ. But security must be on the body of Christ by revelation, knowledge, wisdom, those words I spoke to you. Now, so I'm about to close now, but every person, I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless you and pray that your ministry take on another anointing by changing from routine to revelation ministry. That's a way to say it. From normal and natural aspect of ministry, because this is the way it's supposed to go, to excitement, explosion, explosive ministry. That's what the anointing is all about. That's what the supernatural is all about. I think my brother and sister, we should be, it's not the best way to say this, natural in the supernatural. In other words, the supernatural is our natural. Our expectancy should be not a normal pattern of church Sunday, because actually, even tonight, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just excited. I don't know. I study. I have an outline. But I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. But it's just an excitement in the atmosphere when other people are being executed. I'm excited. In other words, there are people in ministry. The ministry are not functioning as they should. But anybody connected to me and my ministry and my vision should be excited. Is excited because I know God didn't lie. God told us in the last days these things will be happening. We are in the last days. We're in the second coming of Christ time season. How long it's gonna last? I don't know. But by the same token, I want you to be able to, as a word, maneuver in the supernatural, move in the supernatural, minister in the supernatural, activating miracles in the supernatural. That's what God wants for us now. In other words, there cannot be no substitute for the supernatural now. You know, we're going to have to lean foot on the Spirit, as 1 John 2:27 says about that anointing, and 2:20 about that anointing, and Jude 20 about that anointing. It's so important that we go to Luke 4:18 now and minister in the same format that Jesus did, with the Spirit within and the Spirit of God upon. The Spirit within and the Spirit of God upon actually is the tool or the position to be for the supernatural to function in your ministry. Father God, I pray that my words, whether they were feeble or strong, that you would take them in each minister right now in their personal lives, in their bodies, in their health. Give them wisdom to strengthen their immune system, because motor comp. In their finances, give them wisdom about the seed. Give them wisdom about tithing off and sowing, and to take care of their pastor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In their families, I pray over every family that's on this line. If anything's going wrong, that you would bring it together supernaturally. I pray signs, wonders, and miracles over every ministry, every minister, every member that's under the sound of my voice right now. I thank you, Father, that we, during these times, will rise up in the remnant of righteousness and revelation, and that you sanctify us, each one of them, individuals, sanctify us, sanctify our children, sanctify our grandchildren, sanctify our children, that they would work in ministry. They'll recognize ministry is what you have called them to, because they're in this family. I thank you today. I thank you how far you brought us and how strong your team has been, that we don't have a bunch of crybabies. They're not calling and saying they're not making it. They're fighting because they know how to fight the good fight of faith. I thank you that we're growing. We're growing on the inside, Lord. That's all right about the outside. We're growing on the inside. I mean, I know there's a remnant that is supposed to follow me. And I know my father and me can get radical sometimes. You know, I'll talk to you about your hair. I'll talk to you about anything. It's just radical. I'll talk to you about what you wear and all that. But I know that the ministry must stay in position. We must not follow nobody who thinks they're a great leader, who not given honor and dignity to God. We got to give God his dignity. We cannot let comedians and people who are announcing football games and stuff outdress us. We've got to glorify God, honor God, keep God dignity in ministry. I thank you that our women know how to dress, our men know how to dress. I impart that to them. I lay an example for them. It is not a show-off. It's just a respect for God, that the kingdom of God is the greatest kingdom. Our priesthood, the priests used to wear royal robes. Solomon dressed immaculate. I thank you, Father, on the inside and the outside, we be dressed properly to carry out your dominion. Thank you for this impartation. Let it go to every city, every state, every country that is on this line. I thank you that the ministry will start growing. I thank you, I'm asking to open doors for those who not have an opportunity for ministry. They'll open doors for them. I thank you that if anyone on this line have any doubt, any weaknesses about what we're doing, Lord, open their eyes, open their ears, open their mind, open their spirit, where they can see where LTMA is headed. Watch those who are producing manifestation in LTMA. They're there for an example to the other one, that we all can walk in levels that we've never seen before. There's levels that you want to walk, want people to walk in who's connected to the vision, to the revelation that God has set in this ministry. So I thank you today. I thank you. If anybody hurting on this line, I thank you. You touch that hurt. If anybody have a need, touch that need. Father, let them know I'm not training them to be babies and hold their hand. I come here and I impart to them, and they go and put that in action, and the Holy Spirit will back them up. Thank you so much for this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Leroy's a wrap. Junior, you got it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, absolutely. All righty, we can prepare for roll call. MVBs, you can unmute yourself. I call your roll call, and then we'll call the respective circle a roll call. Of course, I'm present. Dr. Montrell Thompson. Dr. Joseph Brown.
Present.
I'm present, Leroy.
Present.
Yes, sir. Dr. David Forbes. Pastor Eric Miller.
Present.
Pastor Jeremiah Phillips.
Present.
Dr. Dennis Robinson. Pastor Scott Sanders.
Present.
Dr. Ron Walker.
Present.
Thank you. This is Dr. Leroy Thompson Jr. with all those in the circle in which I lead. Please come to your phones by pressing 4-star to prepare for roll call. Reverend Donnell Thompson. Reverend Freddie Banks.
Present.
Pastor Robert Blackwell. Minister Kevin Dickerson.
Present.
Minister Danielle Dorsey. Reverend Larry Esther.
Present.
Minister Monique Fields. Pastor Tommy Givner. Minister Jennifer Jackson. Minister Angel Lambert.
Present.
Minister William Lambert.
Present.
Minister Marvinius Patterson.
Present.
Reverend Robert Porter.
Present.
Reverend Sharon Porter.
Present.
Reverend Gloria Smith.
Present.
Minister Nakia Thomas.
Present.
Minister Kevin Burnett. Reverend Edgar Zeno. With all those in the circle in which I please remute the phone by pressing 4-star. Dr. Montreal, your floor.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. With all the members of the circle that I lead, please unmute your phones now by pressing 4-star. Minister Jeffrey Espino. Reverend Reginald Bejois.
Present.
Thank you. Reverend Cervantes Bell.
Present.
Thank you. Reverend Sherry Brown.
Present.
Thank you. Reverend Gregory Calhoun. Dr. Tona Dickerson.
Present.
Thank you. Reverend Ronald Gautreaux. Minister Darius Jackson.
Present.
Thank you. Dr. Kevin James, she told me she'd be in court this morning, but she'd get on when she could. Reverend Lawrence Ledoux.
Present.
Thank you. Minister Jameson Lumar.
Present.
Thank you. Reverend Sherilyn Overton.
Present.
Thank you. Reverend Joyce Parker.
Present.
Thank you. Minister William Pooler. Minister John Potter.
Present.
Thank you. Minister Laurie Potter.
Present.
Thank you. Minister Ricardo Powers.
Present.
Thank you. Minister Geraldine Refuge.
Present. Present.
Thank you. Reverend Tommy. Got you. Reverend Tommy Washington.
Present.
Thank you. Minister Rogers Whitlock. Thank you. With all the members of the circuit that I lead, please remute your phones now by pressing 4-star. Now back to your hands, Dr. Thompson.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Joseph Brown, your floor, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. I would ask for all the members of the circle in which I lead to please unmute yourself by pressing 4-star for the roll call. Pastor Doretha Coleman.
Present.
Thank you so much. Pastor David Foster. Elder Rico McAdory. Minister Kenya McRae.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Marklin Narcisse. Dr. Stephanie Williams. Thank you all. I would ask for all the members of the circle which I lead to please remute yourselves by pressing 4-star. Back into your hands, Dr. Thompson. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Pastor David Cowan, your floor, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. I ask all of those in the circle which I lead to press 4-star to remute yourself for roll call. Bishop Jeffrey Archangel.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Sandra Archangel.
Present.
Thank you. Dr. Aura Bradford.
Present.
Thank you. Dr. Cheryl Brown. She's teaching, so she's probably at work. Evangelist Von Chester Cross.
Present.
Thank you, sir. Pastor Larry Dumas.
Present.
Thank you. Minister Willie Dunbar.
Present.
Thank you, sir. Minister Michael German is at work. Minister Janet German. She says she probably won't be able to make a line because she's at a fire appointment. Pastor Kenneth Holloway.
Present.
Thank you, sir. Pastor Marla Holloway.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Phyllis Kennedy.
Present.
Thank you. Ms. Sierra Patrick. Ms. Sierra Patrick. She's probably at work. And Ms. Connie Patrick.
Present.
Thank you. Minister Jansen Puncho. He is recovering from hospitalization. And also Minister Jordan Ray.
Present.
Thank you, sir. Pastor Cynthia Skelton, she's having surgery this morning, so she won't be on the line with us. Minister Jeremy Beals. Okay, he's also at work today as well. All those in the circle which I lead, you press 4-star to remute yourself. Back to your hand, Dr.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Forbes, your floor, sir.
Yes, sir, Dr. Thompson. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you so much. I apologize. I was not able to be heard earlier. With the members of the circle I lead, please press 4-star to unmute your phones for the roll call. Minister LaVon Bailey.
Present.
Thank you. Minister Deborah Carter is on the call but muted because she's at work, as informed from my office. Minister Tierra Carter. Thank you. Minister Jeanette Christian. Elder Ruth Slater informed my office that she was duty bound to work today. Minister Vicki Conroy.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Marcus Flores.
Present.
Thank you, sir. Minister Kate Glass.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Kenneth Honore.
Present.
Thank you. Minister Rhonda Hughes.
Present.
Thank you very much. Minister Sharon Kojo. Right. Minister Ida Lewis also is in hearings. She informed the office at her job at hearings. Minister Kiana Moses.
Present.
All right. Thank you. Minister Betsy Palacio. All right. Also, Minister Nikki Payne.
Present.
Thank you very much. Dr. Devon Powell.
Present.
Thank you. Minister Eric Taylor.
Present.
I thank you very much. Pastor Barbara Thomas.
Present.
Thank you. Minister Catherine Thomas.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Ronnie Thomas.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Melvin Washington.
Present.
Thank you so much. Minister Don Williams.
Present, sir.
I got you. Thank you. Minister Sierra Williams also informed my office that she was at work and not able to get away from her desk on today. And finally, Elder Margaret Woodland. All right. Thanks, everyone. Please press 4-star to remute your phones. And also, Minister Jeanette Christian did inform my office that she was at work today. So we did get a call from her as well. Thank you very much, Dr. Thompson. Back to your hands.
Thank you, sir. Pastor Eric Miller, your floor, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. With the members of the circle I lead, please unmute your phone by pressing 4-star for roll call. Pastor Shanton Brown is at work and is not able to have a call today.
I'm present, sir.
Oh, thank you. Pastor A.D. Hatter.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Letitia Rosbore is at work and is not able to answer the call today. Pastor Lady Savage.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Robin Fay. Pastor Robin Fay.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Valerie Tate is at work and is not able to answer the call today. Reverend George Wright.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor German Wright.
Present.
Thank you. This concludes my roll call. Please remute your phone by pressing 4-star. Back into your hands, Dr. Thompson.
Thank you, sir. Pastor Jeremiah Phillips, the floor, sir.
What up, Jay?
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. With the members of the circle I lead, please unmute your phone by pressing 4-star for the roll call.
Pastor Jeff Arnold.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Marshall Cooper. Pastor Shep Early. Minister Carl Keller.
Present.
Thank you. Minister Regina Keller.
What y'all putting on us?
Minister Pamela Knight.
Present.
Minister.
Thank you. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir. I got you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Minister Kendrick Walker.
Present.
Minister. Thank you. Minister Stanley Weston.
Present.
Thank you.
Present.
Thank you. I got you. I would ask that all the members of the circle I lead, please press 4-star to review your phones. Back into your hands, Dr.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Dan Robinson, your floor, sir.
Yes. Yes, sir. Dr. Thompson, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't get through earlier.
Yes, sir.
With the members of the circle that I lead, would you please press 4-star to unmute yourself for roll call? Pastor Cecil Bly. Okay, thank you. Pastor William Davis. Pastor Dwight Driscoll.
Present. Present, Bishop.
Okay, thank you. Co-Pastor Deborah Driscoll?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Elder Zelda Duggar?
Present, Bishop.
Okay, thank you. Minister Terry Graves?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Pastor Kenneth Johnson? Elder Sandra Johnson?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Minister Leslie Martin? I understand she's on the call. She's driving, but she is on the call. Assistant Pastor Kenneth Mitchell?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Minister Anthony Miller?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Minister Daniel Robertson?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Shedrick Whipple?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Elder Tony Whittingham?
Present.
All right, thank you. Reverend Shirley Wilkins?
Present.
All right, thank you. Minister Chan Rand?
Present.
Okay, thank you so much. Would you please remute yourselves by pressing 4-star? Back into your hands, Dr. Thompson.
Thank you, sir. Pastor Scott Sanders, your floor, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. Would the members of the circle I lead please press 4-star to unmute yourselves for roll call? Pastor Edmund Brown. Reverend Audrey Coppin. Minister Rhonda Donaldson.
Good morning, present.
Thank you. Elder Brenda Godwin.
Present.
Thank you. Assistant Pastor Derek Green.
Present.
Thank you. Elder Timothy McCrory. Minister Scott Sanders, second.
Present.
Minister Jessica Scroggins. Pastor Maude Scroggins. Hello, Dr. George. Hello? Dr. George Utuk.
Present.
Say that again, Pastor George Utuk.
Present.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I would like to, all the members of my circle, please remute yourselves by pressing 4-star. Back into your hands,
Pastor
Dr. Thomas.
Yes. This is Reverend Audrey Coppin. I couldn't get my phone unmuted.
Okay, thank you. Got you. Thank you so much. Back into your hands, Dr. Thompson.
Thank you so much. Dr. Ron Walker, your floor, sir.
Thank you so much, Dr. Thompson. Would all the members of the circle which I lead, would you please press 4-star to unmute yourselves for roll call? Minister Robert Ortiz Jr.
Present.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Pastor Claudette Aubert.
There.
I'm present. Excuse me. Hello, I was able to get on. I'm present.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Minister Preston Bax is in a meeting and will not be on the call today. Minister Sean Bax.
Present.
Thank you so much. Minister Adrian Cheney is on the call, but cannot. Thank you so much. Minister Paula Crooms.
Present.
Thank you so much. Minister Brian Crooms Jr. is in a meeting. I'm sorry, at I'm work, sorry, at and work, he will not be on the call today. Pastor Timothy Dunn.
Present.
Thank you so much,
sir.
Pastor Bernard Jackson.
Present.
Thank you so much, sir. Minister Jeremiah. Minister Jeremiah Oscar. Okay. Minister Virgil Smothers is in school today and will not be on the call. Pastor Earl Thomas.
Present.
Thank you so much, sir. Minister Roderick
Williams.
Thank you so much. This concludes the roll call for the circle which I lead. Would you please press 4-star to remute yourself? Back into your hands, Dr. Thompson. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I have a few members that I want to make sure that I call their name to make sure they can answer roll. Pastor William Culver. Dr. Andrew Lloyd. Minister Jana Lloyd.
Present.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I got a few reminders for you before we conclude today's call. I will have to you within the next minute. Don't forget about your respective circle calls. Prosperity Bible is November the 1st through the 5th of this year, 2021. November 1st through the 5th. And it is open to the public. This will be the first meeting that we've had in a couple of years that's open to the public. So you can register to attend in person. So it is open to the public, November 1st through the 5th. Also, we'll be celebrating on Thompson that week. The MVBs will be, we have all to organize in the next couple of weeks. I bless you today. Have a wonderful day.